Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Monday morning kick off the week call. That's what it seems like to me, and our team Kaizen get together. And, you know, man, we had such an amazing event this last weekend, and we tried to channel it all to you guys while we were there. But
and now we found a new way. Julie just shared that one of her friends from the women's retreat just kept texting them little tidbits. So what I need to do is make a group list or something so that – is that what she's got, Julie? So she just sends one, but it goes to all of you guys, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And then she just kept updating every time a new speaker came on, get a little one-liner or a couple-liners depending on what was being discussed.
Yeah, I could do that. I just need a group list. All right.
Karen was texting all through the thing, too.
One of the exercises, too, that we had is – a texting for appointment exercise, and Ben Woodward and was it Dennis Estes that worked with him on that one? Yes, it was. And they showed the little clip from Eric Worre, and just, you know, like if you have a new person and you say make your 100 name list, now narrow it down to the top 20, okay, now call them. And a lot of times new people aren't that comfortable but calling people, but when you say text them for an appointment, let's get together for coffee. I got a new idea I want to run by you. When can we meet next week? I mean, people can just send out 10, 15, 20 texts, just, you know, no problem at all. And so one of the things they asked us to do is, you know, always have our new people do that and have, you know, when we have team trainings and things, it's always good to do that, talk about how to do it, what to say, and then on the text, and then what to say when you meet, and then everybody does their text, and it just makes a real fun exercise, like at a team meeting. And
so let's do it.
and they want us all to get out 100 texts in the next 72 hours.
Oh, geez, I forgot about that.
That's right, though.
Today,
man, texting fingers.
And I texted I send out a text to somebody that I know in the area, happens to be my cousin, that I haven't hardly seen for a long time except at funerals.
At funerals, that's right.
And we set up an appointment with him, and we met with him right after the event. Immediately after the event, we dashed back to the hotel to meet him and went off and had a little bite to eat with him So we reestablished, old.
Right, and they're really interested. They're very interested in health and wellness, and they're very interested in learning more and getting on board. And
I think generating another stream income because Randy is in the process of retiring right now. He's turning over his business to other people. So it was really exciting. Becky, did anybody on your team get appointments? I think... seems like Adam didn't he? Or did anybody on your team?
I don't know if Adam did. I set a couple of appointments with old friends. Jamie, I think, set one.
Wow, that is really cool. That is really cool. And people set new goals, too, didn't they, I think, while we were there.
So many exciting things to talk. Let's talk just a little bit more about the duct tape. So that
dynamic
under layer kinetic tape, and it is quite amazing. So it's one of those type of products that people start to get results pretty fast, like right at the event. Some of the people that had various aches and owies, shoulders and different body parts. You know,
knee.
One was a knee, wasn't it? Yeah.
She was a heavy gal. That was Darla.
Oh, was it Darla?
Darla from
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Yep. And
the gal that's lost so much weight with the KBB.
Anyway, her knee has been bothering her for a long time, and she taped it up with the kinetic.
Our
dynamic underlayment, and the under It's the underlayer, of course, is the far infrared and negative ion technology. And one thing I thought about that's really cool about negative ions, the material, I mean, what generates negative ions is a semi-precious stone, and I'm not remembering the name of it.
Tourmaline.
Tourmaline, and tourmaline will give off negative ions when it's stressed. So, meaning whenever you move the body that has the tape on it, if it's on a joint, it's going to be pumping out negative ions. And so that's a pretty amazing thing. And, of course, it's got the far infrared.
So, Gloria, you want to show how you already pre-sold two rolls of it?
Yeah, I went on a texting frenzy to my customers. When you get to know people over a while, you know where they hurt, what the conversations have been. And I had just had the conversation with someone who took a lot of our little power minis and literally put them in between two sheets of duct tape and emailed me and said, if I wrap this around my knee, will it have any effect, you know, or am I blocking the energy of the magnets? And I said, no, it'll go through. Just, you know, I told him, make sure which side was towards his leg. And so he said, I'm in. The minute he heard, I said, you must have been a little prophet there, Joe. I said, they came up with what you wanted. And then someone else had been questioning how to put power chip on her arm. And so it's an easy thing, and I've got four different people willing to demo it for me. One teaches martial arts, another one works with horses and loves the products, another one is a two-time Ironman, and he's addicted to CM cream, so I'm loving the thought of him using this as he trains for a third. And I forgot the fourth right now, but it was easy. I just, in my excitement, I just kept texting, and they just kept replying.
Texting is so amazing, you know. And we've talked about it, I know, on this call, but it's just people respond to text a lot more than they do to phone calls. So, yay, Gloria, that's fantastic.
Well, I learned how to copy and paste, so I didn't have to write the whole thing each time.
Yeah, copy and paste. Yeah, I know how to do that. I don't know how to do the first one yet, but I do know how to copy and paste.
It's got a comma after you just keep putting names.
Oh,
on.
Is that a, okay.
Well, fine. I didn't want to have a thread.
Yes.
I didn't want strangers thread it together, so I did not.
Yeah.
I did not do a group text.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, but copy and paste is just, you know, it's very easy and it's fast too. So, you just put your finger over it until it says that you can copy it, and then you go, there's the next one, you touch it, and there's a little paste button. I mean, you know, you just touch that, and that, bam. So it's easy, you guys.
I wanted to share just super quickly. I did hear back from Tina on her last day in Telluride. I don't know if Tita's on the line, but she, when I let her know that the duct tape was available, she said she'd just written in her journal that morning, as she was taping her feet, that she wished that Nikanhead would come up with a tape. And she has all of her girls that were on her climb that are ready for it. So,
wow.
Nice law of attraction.
Tell Tina what a powerful attractor she is.
Exactly. I thanked her already for it.
This is going to be an amazing product, because every sports person out there that's active uses this stuff. Estes talked about, he's been in martial arts for a long time, and he says that those guys are always stressing their joints and you know, they got
taping them up.
Yeah. So.
Well, and you could tape, like you said, you could tape the little, you know, the power chips, the mini magnets. Like if a wrap isn't large enough, like a knee wrap or arm wrap. The Kinko Therm, the black far infrared wraps, we'll be able to tape them on. There's just so many uses for it. It's exciting.
Yeah. And Jeff, that's going to be a little bit of a trick.
Jeff Isom Jeff. On Dave's call this morning, Jeff Isom and who else is going to be on?
It's going to be physical therapist.
Physical therapist with a PhD degree, Jen.
They're the ones that are on Brody's call.
Oh, you're right. That's Jen. Oh, I'm excited. Thank you, Becky. How exciting is that? So, yeah, they're the ones that just went silver, and that's the one on, yeah, when Brody, that one that I asked all of you guys to listen to when you go to the RoyalAlliance.com, and it's what it takes with Brody, how to launch people in getting started in their business, and Roger and Jen Bashir, and that's Jen. Yeah, she's a physical therapist, PhD physical therapist, so that'll be a great call this morning.
What do you think about the bag, the sleeping, what do we call it? I don't even know what it's called.
A travel pad.
What was that, Chris?
I'm hoping we can.
Sounds like it could even be a travel pad. A travel pad, a sleeping bag, a comforter.
Absolutely, yeah. You can open it out, and it's a comforter. It'll cover a queen-size bed. You can just wrap, you know, if somebody doesn't feel good, they can just, you know, wrap up in it. Just a cocoon of far infrared magnetic negative ion energy. So
I love it because it's big enough that it'll cover your feet. You know, a lot of
the whole body thing.
Mini comforters we had are a little small, and when people are going, if they get sick, if they have a bad cold or a virus,
yeah,
especially where you get that chilling thing, it'll just be great. If they're going through chemotherapy, it'll be amazing. I mean, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful product. So.
And it is limited while supplies last, unless there's just like, unless there's such a huge demand that it makes sense for Nikin to carry it.
Oh, is that why it's limited? I thought it was limited just because they only had so many.
Well, that's
made.
True. They only have so many made, and so when they're gone, unless they're just just like when chocolate KVB first came out, it was going to be limited. And they do that sometimes with products. It's just going to be, you know, one-time deal. So the inventory
is gone. Is the duct tape also limited, Karen? Do you know?
The duct tape's permanent.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Permanent addition to our line. Okay, so let's see. Other announcements. Wednesday on Dave's call, it's going to be Igor Grundle. And then Brody Craney, I think I sent it to you guys a couple days ago. Brody is going around. He's doing 6 or 7 events in, I don't have it in front of me, but like Iowa and right around
Illinois,
yeah, right around that area. And it's open. I mean, if you text him, call him and want to send somebody to it, they are all open. So
he'll greet them, he'll be looking for them and know who they are. And he said, yeah, it's just amazing. We're gonna use what Brody's doing. We're gonna launch new people. So be sure to sponsor anybody. If anybody wants to build a business, let's make sure we get them launched.
That's one of the things. I mean, everything about the whole event was awesome. One of the things that stood out to me was on Thursday night, the wellness preview, and Brody Craney and Carrie Piercy started off with showing the products and doing demos, which was tremendous. And then Ben came and he did the vision, the overview. Why Nikin, why now, basically, and then he showed the Nikin plan, a simplified version of the Nikin plan, the 500 that's composed out of the 100 autoship and the 400 that can be customers or your own, and then how you duplicate that 3 times and then help those people to duplicate it 3 times. Looking for leaders, people that want to develop an income stream, people that want to make a difference, people that are positive people and just want to make a difference, have an extraordinary life. He just did a great job, but he just did it up on a whiteboard, and it was very simple. He went down one side of the whiteboard. We'll get it out to you. Dave's gal, Karen, was there, and she videotaped it, and she's going to edit it, and then it's going to be available. But I think if we start doing this in our previews, and, of course, it's pretty similar to when we use the NECAN plan from Rick Murphy on Pathfinders, like on page 5 and 6, you know, where it shows how with the 500 blocks and how you duplicate them, the earnings that will come from having that, you know, following that blueprint. But he also puts in the incentives, like the customer acquisition. You know, he goes down the far side of the page for each of the steps, showing how NECAN has in place for each of the steps. They have incentives. And so, and also the incentives give people that are just getting started, it gives them upfront money, so cash, you know, like with the 21 clubs and the Paragon and the customer acquisition, it gives them upfront cash and benefits as they are building their team, as, you know, as the network marketing part, the geometric progression part is being built. So it was really clear to me. I mean, it just made it simple to see the overview.
One of the things I loved about it, it could be a one page, you could sit down with somebody, it could be a napkin presentation almost, you know, you have one sheet of paper and you, if you learn how to talk like Ben does and write it down, and then you can give it to them. I mean, it for somebody who, you know, really, really wants to run with a business and they say, well, how does this work? You can show them the whole thing, how it works, how they're going to get paid, what they're going to get paid as they grow the business, and what all the incentives are, all in one piece of paper. So I'm excited about that. I don't think it'll be that handy to just hand it to somebody without, you got to sit there with them for 15, 20 minutes to go through it so that they understand. But if you just hand it to somebody,
and
it won't make sense.
And it starts with the five pillars and the healthy body, you know, and mind, family, society, finances, and how the healthy mind pillar, how everything really comes from the healthy mind. And it was awesome.
It was a fabulous
Anyway, let's
okay.
Yeah, let's start with you know, everybody that sent us your numbers. You can share your
everybody share and keep them kind of short.
Yeah, but you can also bring up, you know, whatever you want to when it's your turn.
Okay, Gloria Snyder, you were the first one.
Good morning. Just through a lot of follow up, had a customer of mine start up an auto ship and. She's on the bone health pack now, and she's bringing her husband over in a few weeks because she believes she wants an ID number so that she can get the sleep system and some other products and really build that wellness home. And then another couple appointments have led to some very, very fun conversations about the business. I love when people are asking questions of me as much as I am of them. And really kicking the tires on this. Had some great three-way calls for myself and for Julie, and she can tell you about those. So the week's looking good. Got already confirmation of a couple people for my wellness preview in home tomorrow night.
And keep thinking 21 clubs, you guys. 21 clubs, I mean, that is really the mechanism that is moving people the ranks ahead.
Again, because it helps people see what to do and how to do it. And Brody talked about how when he started with Roger, he didn't tell them about the 21 Club. It's just, you know, who do you know? Who would you like to have the leaders be on your team? You know, he had them make their 100 name list, narrow it to the top 20, how to invite them onto the launch call, and how to invite to the in-home events. He didn't mention 21 Club, but Brody was, you know, of course, thinking about that the whole time, because as you're seeing that many people and you're, you know, you've got an A and a B, I mean, that's a 21 Club, right?
Absolutely, and that's really the way to do it. Congratulations, Gloria, that's awesome, and you got a new AutoShip customer. That is really fabulous. So, yay. Patricia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, real quick about the new duct tape, it's going to be a fabulous product for horses, because it is so, legs are everything for horse people. That's where so many injuries occur. And I'm working with this gal I spoke about a week ago that she owns 11 horses, and they do camps and riding lessons. So, you know, horses are always prone to hurting themselves and their legs. And the tape would also be great for other hard-to-get-to areas, the neck and up around their head. So animals, dogs, cats, really think about how the tape is going to help them secure this to an injured animal. The possibilities are endless there. So I had a real good meeting last week with a young lady that I took an article out of our Knoxville News Sunday paper. It talked about the millennials and how they're doing business differently, and had a real fun approach with her, asking her questions about how they communicate and what she would like to see in doing in business. But she's with the American Cancer Society, and she has to be a little bit careful, but I knew that she was passionate about this, probably because of a family or herself, and it was her mother that had breast cancer. So she's coming down from out of state in the end of the month. And so the texting for appointments, that has been semi-successful in making appointments in a few weeks, because so many people are vacationing in the month of July. But and then just, it's a good excuse just to reconnect with people. I connected with a friend of mine from high school, and we mean to get together, and we don't, and we live less than 20 minutes apart. So she owns a successful accounting company, and another friend I texted, she's out of town for 2 weeks, but when she gets back, we're having an appointment, and she's looking for a job and has a lot of connections, worked at a number of banks. So, yeah, the texting is getting in the groove of that, and making sure you're texting a mobile phone. That's been a bump of mine on a few people. It's like, that may not be a mobile number. Although they can't, there's technology that converts them sometimes to a voice message, or vice versa, one of the two, I forget. But yeah, that's my report.
Yay, Patricia! Awesome,
Patricia
awesome.
Texted us. You're excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love those texts. We could see texts when we were in the event. Okay.
I want to say one thing about what I love too about the tape is that it's got the NECAN logo on it, which I think is going to lead to lots of people asking maybe, you know, questions about, you know, what is this? You know, what is NECAN? So I love that part, too. Okay, who's next, Jack?
Julie. Hey, Matt.
Good morning. I'll be super quick. I had a great three-way yesterday, I think, maybe Saturday evening with Gloria. I had actually participated in a group, Facebook group in my local area, and I see people posting questions and items about our local stuff. At any rate, somebody had posted a question about home businesses and who anybody worked with, and was there any recommendations, and my gut instinct was to jump on it and write notes to this lady immediately, but I held back, and I saw all of the other companies that kind of feel a little bit more fly-by-night to me and are more aesthetics. And I let all of that kind of happen so that she got inundated with this information. And then I saw her kind of respond saying, I'm really looking for a company with integrity, and I want to be able to believe in the product. And I thought, that's
wow.
Now I have to speak with her. So I did send a note to her. And oddly enough, she didn't respond to me, but somebody else in the thread did. So I wound up having a call with her Saturday evening, and she's been out of work for about 8 months and is actually going into a corporate job starting tomorrow, which she doesn't want to be having to do. She's an animal. She fosters animals, and I think, Gloria, she said she was going to start fostering children. So she's looking to be home
We had a great call. I sent her a lot of information. Actually, we stayed on the phone another 30, 40 minutes after Gloria hung up. I sent her all the information. I had invited her to this call. So, Christine, if you're on the call, welcome. Hopefully we'll be able to get together. She said she's going to come to my preview event, which is on Friday. So that's great. And if she's not able to do that, we'll do something one-on-one. So that's really exciting. And I met with another couple yesterday who I'd gotten reacquainted with at my July 4th event, and she signed up, and she'll be a wholesale customer. So things are moving.
Yay. Congratulations.
And
Julie,
Tina has
so
two events. It is. And
thank
Tina
you.
Has events, one on Sunday and one next Tuesday. So we're planning for those.
So those two events that you and Tina are doing, are there local to you?
They are, yes. I'll be at both of them.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
That's exciting. Launching Tina. Woohoo!
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we may need to get on some calls this week to invite people. So I'll include all of you.
All right. Yeah, love to.
Fabulous.
That's exciting. Tina's going silver, everybody.
She's going more than silver.
She is. I know. She's going all the way to the top of Kilimanjaro. So. What rank is that?
I know. That's super royal diamond.
That should be a symbol for her, you know.
She actually, I don't know if Ruth is on the line, but Tina also told me, other than her duct tape and her journal story, she said that as soon as she gets home, she's placing an order for all the products that Ruth talked to her about so graciously the week before she left, or the night before she left for Telluride. And she has most of the ladies with whom she was climbing are all eager to get some product as well. So that was a fantastic call, and I appreciate it.
Fabulous. Ruth was texting out as soon as we got the deck text, and she got some pre-sales going too.
She was there at the event. So it was a powerful event. I think it helped her see. I don't know. Ruth, are you on?
No, I don't see her. Ruth, low. I see Margie. Hi, Margie. I don't see Ruth right now.
Okay, we'll let her see if
okay.
I can talk.
Oh.
She'll probably be on Saturday, and she can share.
Okay, Carla Cook.
Hi.
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 Hi, good morning. I've had three new persons that I've shared product information in particular with, and I think a couple of them will be good connectors. I'm not sure at this point that the business part interests them, although we had a little conversation about that too. And got two more scheduled for this evening and two more events later this week. So more activity going on, and I'm excited about the possibilities for all of that. I think text have been useful. I'm getting a bit more response to that, and it is true from people who are away on a trip or whatever, at least enough to let me know that they are interested in getting back with me, and they'll be home such and such a time and whatever. So so it's good. I've got about 90 people that I am doing follow-ups with that I connected with a month or so ago and through an event. And emails get very little response. I mean, it's a way of getting information out there, and some I'm sure look at it and some I'm sure don't. But I am getting a little more feedback through the text and, of course, calls. But the text can be a little quicker than the calls, and sometimes you get response quicker than you do even in a call. So a combination of it all seems to be useful, and that's what I'm doing, well as handouts and just being more on target.
Yeah, and I see 13 texts and 80 emails, what you reported, so that's pretty amazing.
Fantastic, Carlin. You've got three events, three in-home set up for this week. You're on a roll.
I'm on a roll.
You are. Congratulations.
One of the gals at the event, I don't remember who right this minute, but, yeah, they had a whole bunch of cards from events and who knows where, you know, business cards.
I think it was their whole database.
That have been sitting, well, this particular person was business cards.
Okay.
Yeah, collected over, you know, who knows where. And so she just started texting them saying, I just found your card. Well, what did she say besides that? Love to touch base regarding what you're doing. I don't know, but I'll find it in my notes and I'll get it out to you, because I know a lot of you guys do have lots of business cards. And she was actually getting responses. I mean, some responses.
Yeah.
From those, and, you know.
Yeah. Mine aren't business cards. Mine are people that filled out, information sheets for me at my table. So a little different, but still, sometimes, you know, you're mixing and meeting with other vendors that are there, and so, yeah, there's cards from them as well, so a mix.
That is a great idea.
Yeah, the info sheets, that is an awesome idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, minor little sheets that they, you know, that they intentionally filled out to either get more information or to get a rollout. That was the whole point. So they showed some interest at the time I met them. It's just that time gets away from you, and it's harder to recreate that for everybody, but there are quite a few of them that still have interest, so it's just a matter of persisting until it happens.
Absolutely, yeah, that's fantastic.
And if you can follow up within 24 or 48 hours, it would really be powerful, I bet. There was one girl
at
the event, she wanted to get somebody to the preview on Thursday, especially since Ben Woodward was going to be there, and she did. She's only been in for a couple months, and she texted her whole database.
That's right, 600 and some people.
Over 600 people, and she ended up having, I don't know, three or four people there.
No, 20 that said they'd come, and 8 that showed up.
8 that showed up.
Wow. That's cool.
That's amazing.
But if you had 8 people there to see Ben, that wellness preview with Brody Craney and Carrie Thursey and Percy and Ben Woodward, I think you probably got 8 pretty interested people.
It was just fabulous seeing all the demos that they did and all the, and it was so much fun. You know, it's very energetic.
And Ben really brings in, you know, the humans being more part of, I mean, the philosophy of who we are and what we're doing. I mean, that we're looking for people that want to change their lives, that want to have better lives. And here we have a proven vehicle, and you know, getting up so that people just really feel that they can be part of a company that's really making a difference and has a solid track to run on. I'm excited to get that from Dave Johnson as soon as it's available, so that, you know, all you guys can see it and we can all start using it.
All right, well, we're over. We're 4 minutes over.
Who didn't get to talk?
Becky. Oh, my goodness, Becky. Becky,
yes, you must talk. Oh, that's okay. I don't really have anything more to add. You guys have done a great job, and let's go to work.
Well, congratulations to Becky. She had her 2 silver legs at the event. And so, you know, every time you can have people at a powerful event like that, I'm sure both of them, I mean, they both seem, both Jamie Thornton and then Adam Dragon, I mean, they seemed just really, I think
they were very attentive. I kept looking at them, and they were taking notes and focused.
And I think they have a lot more clarity how to contact people and how to introduce both the products and the business. So I'm really, congratulations to you for having them there.
And they both got to walk across the stage to be recognized as
New Silvers, yeah. And Adam got to talk up on that briefly with the, they had young people, you know, like Haley is 18 and she's silver, and there's somebody else that was, I think, 21, and Adam's 27, and I think maybe they're, but anyway, the young people are new uprising, are rising stars, right?
Rising stars.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well,
thank you, everybody.
Thank you. We're glad to be
back.
Thank you.
And we're ready.
Thank you.
Let's do 21 Club.
Let's launch them.
Launching sponsor.
Love you. Bye-bye. You are totally awesome.